I think we've entered the gold and silver shockwave. I know that sounds extreme, but look at the extreme movement that gold and silver have made of late and where they potentially could go. No one knows the top, no one knows exactly when. However, a lot of shift is taking place between, we'll say, conventional assets into the precious metals. So I do believe we have much further to go. Time will tell.
The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
David Morgan of themorganreport.com, the weekly perspective. So we just published the October issue of the Morgan Report. This is what I posted on LinkedIn. I also try to post it on X. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, opening thoughts. Really, I went through what to look for objectively for a top in the metals markets. And that's discussed at length. We were early on the platinum story, and there were others as well. We were in, or I was in, and I'm sure some of the members followed, into the platinum market in the $950,000 range. It laid in that range for a long time. We were lucky enough to really kind of push it hard in April, just before it started to break out. And obviously it has. So I've been getting some questions about palladium. I'm not as favorable to palladium as platinum, but it does have some merits. So we did a comparison on platinum and palladium. And then the battle for the bottom of the world. This is something that, let's say, the truther community is probably more familiar with than others, and that is Antarctica and where it's really going down in that region. And so took a look at that, probably some in this field, in the resource sector, have not. And then, of course, we're getting more and more inquiries about, you know, where do I invest now? Things are really moving. Can you find us some more stocks? And on and on. So Chris went to work, as he does, just unbelievably well. And he has found us actually six. We outlined three in this month's issue. There'll be two or three more in the November issue of the Morgan Report. And we've been following the blockchain story for a long time. And some in the resource sector, gold, silver focus. Of course, we look at all the resources, rare earths, battery metals, lithium, uranium. We've done well. But I've looked at the blockchain because really it's the push by the banking elite for the new system. And so if you're not on top of the blockchain, you're really not on top of the big macro picture of what's going to take place in the financial or the monetary system. So, and then we always take questions, letters to the editor. A lot of those I do by video for the group, but I also answer them individually. So basically whatever's appropriate. So I'm going to stop there for a moment. And I'm back. And I want to shout out to James Henry Anderson of SD Bullion. First of all, and I could give credit to so many people. There's so many wonderful people in the resource sector. But James and I met a long, long time ago down in L.A., I think we met a few times at conferences. Anyway, he does a very good wrap-up every, I guess, Friday on the week in the markets, and it's one that I hardly ever miss. Of course, there's always goldsilver.com with Mike Maloney, and, you know, there's so many others, but this is one I hardly ever miss. And what he did this week, among doing a great update as always, was he kind of gave out some information on some of the legends in our industry that have passed on. One here shown is James Sinclair. He mentioned John Emery, I was very close to. And he brought up David Smith as well. And David, of course, was very instrumental to our team. And I, being free market, you know, sometimes people would ask David, you know, where's silver going? And he would say where it's going, and it would be different than what I had said the same week or whatever. And I never reined him in. I'm not a control freak, and his analysis was as good as anyone's, in my opinion. So James brought up David Smith, and I'm grateful for that. When I posted my LinkedIn Second Chance, that's the last book written. It was by David and I, mostly his stuff. And it's called Second Chance, How to Make and Keep Big Money for the Coming Gold and Silver Shockwave. I think we've entered the gold and silver shockwave. I know that sounds extreme, but look at the extreme movement that gold and silver have made of late and where they potentially could go. No one knows the top. No one knows exactly when. However, a lot of shift is taking place between, we'll say, conventional assets into the precious metals. So I do believe we have much further to go. Time will tell. So finishing up on a Twitter page, this is our homepage. There's a picture of the book and a few things that we did this week. The United States to classify silver as a critical mineral. And what's interesting is, as far as I can tell, and I've looked hard, the amount of the strategic stockpile, critical mineral stockpile, what is that going to be? In other words, how much silver is the United States government going to go out and purchase? And I think there is going to be an amount. I do not know what it is. We do know that when the strategic stockpile was used to start the Silver Liberty Program, better known as the Silver Eagles, it's 139 million ounces. That's, I think, roughly 17%. So we'll see. But it should impact the price of silver going forward. And one that probably everybody's really familiar with. And this is discover why central banks worldwide accelerate gold purchases for diversification, inflation protection, and geopolitical security. You can read that. It's a good article. And Bob Coleman on October 3rd put out an alert that there are no shares available to borrow this morning on the SLV. And this is, Bob really digs in on this, and I love reposting some of his stuff. It's just, really important. I mean, this is something that probably no one else put on X this week, and Bob did, so I was happy to repost it. And this is one that's really not talked about that often, and it's talking about, 1 kilogram of silver per 100 kilowatt pack, Samsung solid state EV battery, using silver in the batteries. And this is, the reason being is, that it, first of all, reliability. For your heart, a pacemaker, silver battery, hearing aid, silver battery. I mean, anything medically used, you're going to use a silver battery. You're not going to use anything else. Why? Reliability and efficiency. So it's not used all that often in other applications because of cost, even though silver is undervalued relative to what it does. As far as batteries are concerned, I always joke that if Tesla used silver batteries in the initial models, that you'd be able to buy the car and make money on it guaranteed just by melting it down for the silver, because I don't forget the date that Tesla started, but I'm sure silver was much below 47. It's sort of a joke, but regardless, you probably will see more and more silver batteries. And of course, a lot of mil-spec military specifications, as I wrote up here, use silver in their batteries, but it's kind of hush-hush. Unless you're knowledgeable, you're not. In other words, there is silver used in military applications in battery format that is not used in general practice in the public. And I'll go ahead and finish off with Tavi Costa. Probably should interview him. I think he would interview with me, but just really, really impressed by him and have been basically from the time I first became familiar with him. But he does a lot of posts, and most of them are extremely useful. And this one shows gold miners versus earnings per share growth, arguing that, some people think the mining stocks are expensive. They are not. And he goes into this, so certainly you can see him from me or his own website. He posts both on LinkedIn and Twitter. I focus more on Twitter, but I should move over to LinkedIn more often. I did post that Second Chance October issue of the Morgan Report over on LinkedIn first, and then I brought it over to Twitter. So I'm going to wrap up there. I'll be back with you next week. Should be an exciting week for next week in the metals. But overall, October could be an interesting month for the overall general equity market. We're watching that closely. I'll sign off for now. I'll be back with you next week.
The U.S. government debt is about to cross $37 trillion. That's not a typo. That's trillion with a T. Tariffs are being used to try and even the playing fields. Global supply chains are shifting. Inflation isn't going away. And the value of your dollar? It's quietly being drained while no one is really talking about this. The truth is, we're living through the early stages of a financial reset, whether anyone wants to admit it or not. And if you're still relying on mainstream headlines or financial advisors who just tell you to ride it out, you could be blindsided when things really shift. That's where the Morgan Report comes in. For over 25 years, David Morgan has been helping investors cut through the noise. He tracks what actually drives markets, from precious metals and mining stocks to global debt and monetary policy, and show you how to protect and grow your wealth when the system is under stress. This isn't just about gold and silver. It's about having a clear-eyed view of where things are headed and making sure you're not caught off guard. The Morgan Report gives you real research, honest analysis, and strategies you can act on, even in a world of rising debt, unstable currencies, and economic uncertainty. Go to themorganreport.com today, download your free report, get informed, get ahead, and take back control of your financial future. Themorganreport.com, because $37 trillion in debt won't fix itself.